This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It is Monday, August 19th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capacity and the capability to broadcast any RBN program they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. This was created by one of our very, very talented listeners, and I'm very grateful for his efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Nikki Rapana. That's R-A-A-P-A-N-A. Her websites are nikkirapana.blogspot.com and nord.twu.net/ACL. Nikki, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Deanna. I haven't spoken yet this morning.
That's okay. And you are the author, along with your daughter, Nordica, of our 2020, Our Common Destiny, and the definitive anti-communitarian manifesto. And we are just very happy to have you back again to discuss this. We had some technical problems the last time that you were here a week ago, and so we didn't want to lose information or not be able to have the information that you were so willing to provide for us.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, you can talk now.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not sure what you want me to say right away. I always feel like I just dive right into this extremely difficult topic.
Oh, you know, that's what we appreciate that here. We just want you to dive in, tell us what communitarianism is and why we have to be so concerned about it. And we should be concerned about it. And you've been talking about it for some time now, since you discovered it back in Seattle in 1999, when you were a part of it because of the new enforcement plan that they were trying to impose on your neighborhood. So it starts with the neighborhoods.
Yes, I was looking back through my book over the last couple of days because now that I'm doing interviews again about the book, I like to open it up and just open any page and see what it what's on that page just without any other not reading from front to back. You know, I go to back from back to front. I'm just looking at how other people look at books. They just open them up and start reading, and if there's anything. If it's too confusing, and it's really not that confusing to me anymore on any level. So that's my, you know, when I start thinking about explaining it to people and how do I go back to what I felt in 1999 when I didn't know, when I hadn't heard the word, when they were using these justifications for invasive procedures, because the things that they were doing in Seattle were experimental, okay? They were actually happening in five cities, I think, at the same time as us. Detroit being one, Boston being another, Dallas, Texas, and San Diego, or, you know, it might have been L.A., I'm not sure. But these, the way that they do, the communitarians like to test their programs thoroughly before they completely implement them or make them nationwide or international. And so they go into certain areas, and this is, you know, our area happened to be for the Compass database and the data gathering and the ways to get more information from people and finding ways to share information that was formerly classified as unshareable under the law, the Privacy Act of 1974, and all of the things that were happening after Watergate. There were a lot of municipalities, states, and at the federal level where the restrictions were placed on who could gather our data and specifically how they could use it and who they could share it with and what our role was in our own information. And so these experiments that we were in Seattle were ways to get around those barriers. They call those types of laws, laws that protect us from any kind of government invasions, are identified barriers to the implementation of the program. And that made no sense to me. How can my, are the laws that were being passed through the 70s by the 90s were barriers where were we, I grew up, you know, I'm 57 now, thinking that those were the good laws.
Right.
And
I would like to suggest that just about anything that's implemented in one place, any kind of a program that's implemented in one place, is just for a model, just to see if it works. For instance, the application of poisons and via the air, such as Agent Orange and whatnot, in Vietnam was really kind of a model for what they would do elsewhere. And you can also apply that to the project, Bob Kerry was involved in that, and Douglas Valentine talks about it, was basically a depopulation kind of a program where they could go in and take out certain people. But I don't mean to distract you from your information, but I
understand that, you know, that some people, like, I didn't know that this was happening all over the place on different levels and to different people. And that was the wonderful thing about having the internet available to me when I really started wanting to know more after I spent like 6 months in meetings and asking the public officials for answers. And I went online and, you know, started reading the legislation primarily. That was my background in college, was studying federal legislation. So that was easier for me than trying to get any answers from people who I couldn't understand what they were talking about. But yes, these, they're called pilot tests. And mm-hmm. That was like a big flag word to me. I'm like, what does that mean? Pilot test. Sure. And then, you know, so for, that's how ignorant I was of the new communitarian system.
It was called the Phoenix Program. I'm sorry.
The Phoenix Program. I do remember hearing about that. Some of them are really ugly. I mean, they really, depopulation is not, in the beginning, you know, when I hear that word, I'm like, well, they're not going to kill everybody. Why the heck would they want to do that, okay? The longer you study, the more you realize that these people are capable of anything at any level. And, like, our level, what I could see from the advancements that they were making in the ways to get around the Fourth Amendment, which is the search and seizure law, you know, the parameters for them to get inside your house is what they were breaking down very slowly, and they had been doing it through case law for years and years prior to when they actually started going into people's houses and taking hostages for bizarre reasons. These aren't criminal investigations that we're talking about here. They're primarily public health inspections or health and safety related. They come to help you.
Right.
Is there? But they can also take you hostage and arrest you while you're there.
Depending right, shoot on you. Just shoot
yeah,
you.
Or shoot you, exactly. Now, nobody got shot in our neighborhood, in our raid. I was actually kind of surprised at the level of complicity that the people that lived in the neighborhood, how they went along with it, because I had lived in Fairbanks, Alaska for about 15 years prior to moving down there. And Alaska just doesn't have that kind of complicity yet.
Right. Nikki, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Nikki Rapana. Her websites are NikkiRapana.blogspot.com and Nord, Nord.twu.net/ACL. She and her daughter, Nordica Friedrich, are the authors of 2020, Our Common Destiny, and the Definitive Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, which is together in one book, and you can get that at her website or through Amazon.
Oh, okay. No, it's not available on Amazon yet.
Oh, okay. Well, don't go to Amazon then.
we're not even, a lot of people would say we're probably not even a real book company, even though we are. We did, you know, buy the ISBNs and get the name and start publishing in 2006. But, you know, we're not coming at this from a lot of the same place financially that a lot of people do, okay?
Right.
Most of the people I've met who are aware of communitarian land use and the new management, the whole system, okay? They might not know it's communitarianism yet, but they definitely know there's changes going on, rapid changes to our legal system and our social system, too. I always want to re-explain what communitarianism is, because I didn't get that out in the first thing. For anybody unfamiliar with it, it's a legal justice system that is predicated on a new religious morality. So it's religious law in a way that is not being presented to us as religious law, because we live in a secular country where we have a clear distinction between and separation between state and religion. In this country, freedom
of
religion.
We are
guaranteed this, but we don't understand how those guarantees have been sidestepped. These people have never attacked the U.S. Bill of Rights directly. They refer to it as a barrier to the program continually. But when they're coming out against individual rights, they don't use the terms the U.S. Bill of Rights. It's too direct. We would absolutely be aware of the attack on those protections. So they use other ways of explaining it, that it's just a better way now, or that it's a necessary for...
nobody will go around shooting other people, right? So they need to make a big example of a particular shooting. I'm thinking, of course, of one of the recent ones, so that they can say, oh, see, we need to really put more controls on guns and people's right to carry them, which is certainly an attack on the Second Amendment. But
right, and they only do it one amendment at a time, or one portion of an amendment at a time. So the people that are... gun rights advocates, which is pretty much everyone in America, unless you've been brainwashed and live in some of the urban centers now where they've been taught that guns are bad, you know, and only bad people want them. But, I mean, they can teach Americans that all they want, and the more they say that, the more guns Americans buy. So I think that that's part of, they know that, too, okay? These people, the communitarians, are not a stupid group. They're some of the smartest people on the planet. They are word masters. They know how to manipulate language to get you to answer the way that they want you to answer, which is one of the reasons why we wrote What is the Hegelian Dialectic? Because once we understood the formula the communitarians used to manipulate us, that's what we really wanted to go. And actually, we went to Amitai Etzioni and the Communitarian Network with that paper to see if they would dispute us or say, no, that's not what we're doing. You're completely wrong. And they never have. It's been 13, almost 14 years since we sent them our thesis. And everything that we've gathered since then has only verified our thesis more for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And then actually, the things we're writing about are happening. And yet around me in, you know, not online, and the people that are studying this and studying our work, or, you know, that are actively pursuing information, the majority of the people that still get their information from mainstream news or alternative mainstream news, I call it, they're still running in circles trying to figure out, you know, which is the best place to put their energy, because if you're a gun advocate and you believe that you have a right to bear arms, then that may be the one place that you go with your energy, because nobody can fight every one of the ways that they're changing the system, you know. But in the same time, they're brilliant, because the Bill of Rights stands together, and the process for changing it has very clear parameters. You know, it's why the ERA never passed. 3/4 of the state legislatures never agreed to that. And when I was a younger feminist, you know, that bothered me. Now that I'm an older person and I understand the system, I'm like so grateful that there were people along the way that understood this type of legislation that sounds really good to a certain group of people on the surface. But what it was doing, all of that legislation, was setting up a communitarian system in the country. So your older Americans, they balk, you know. But how can you defend your religious rights, your gun rights, your home invasion rights, your property rights? You know, each one of these is under attack by a different group of people with a different method that changes all the time. And then the names of the programs that we're being tested under, they change all the time, too.
And when you talk about property rights, when you consider the bubble and the real estate, all the real estate situation that happened a couple of years ago, a lot of people lost their homes simply because of financial manipulations. And so the objectives remain the same. They just have different ways of doing it.
Right. And because they go after the main things that people want, which is a home. It's the first thing you want. It's the American dream. So they, you know, a lot of the stuff that they were doing in Seattle was to beautify homes. We were fined for not painting trim on our windows, and a lot of frivolous fining under the new citizen oversight of the community. Okay, because The system, the communitarian system, one of the ways I describe it is ruled by committee or council.
Right.
And these aren't elected people. These are what they name themselves, stakeholders. They always have included government employees. There's not a citizen oversight or citizen council or citizen group in the country that doesn't either have people on the payroll, government payroll now, or people who retired from government jobs. They know the game. They've been taught the process and how to introduce resolutions. And mainly what they've been doing, what I can see, is teaching people in the community that they can enlist to join them that have either been trained in this through their churches or, you know, civic groups to implement these legislative changes and introduce resolutions. And so they put out your blank template for the type of law that they want you to recommend. So they get the people to recommend to their elected legislature to pass these laws that are communitarian laws, and say then they can say they came from the people. This is what the people wanted, the community.
Okay.
But that's
and
one of their...
And they could be useless idiots.
Well, that's one way that... You know, they were called Marx, Karl Marx, you know, the famous Marxist leader, whatever you want to call him. They were name callers. We were studying Frederick List early on in the research, and I was kind of horrified to see the kind of names that they called him. So the term useless idiots came from them, too, you know.
Sure.
It's such a negative way of looking at it, but it's... You know,
very accurate.
It's very accurate.
Nikki, we do have a commercial break. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
Circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Nikki Rapana. Her websites are nikkirapana.blogspot.com and nord, N-O-R-D, .twu.net/ACL. And she is the author, along with her daughter, Nordica Friedrich, of 2020, Our Common Destiny, and The Definitive Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. And it's together all in one book. You can get a PDF file of this book or a hard copy. Okay, pick it up from where you left off. Now, last time you were on the program, you talked about community economic development. And that is something that you call it, but it's applicable in any community that is implementing the communitarian program, right?
Yes. That was one of the agencies that I found no matter where I looked. It had already, even by 99, Seattle had several new departments. The Department of Neighborhoods is another new one. The Department of Neighborhoods, wherever you live, is a communitarian agency. We had in Seattle, we had so many. We had the Department of Design, Construction, and Land Use. They were the lead agency in the neighborhood plans, and their role was to provide the dog and pony show to the neighborhoods to get them to, adopt the plans. And it doesn't take that many people to adopt these plans either. There was 35 people who, they called it validation of the Roosevelt Neighborhood Plan where I was living. So, and I found out very quickly that not only did the Seattle City Council, who voted to pass the plan, ever read the plan, but most of the people who validated it were not aware of everything in the plan. People don't read. So the biggest threat that I posed to them in 1999 was that I'm a voracious reader. I read everything. And so the more they gave me, the more I found, the more I read, the more, you know, certain key terms kept popping out about everything. Well, community was one of their, it's their main word, okay? The community needs this. The community agreed they wanted this. So, therefore, the community is going to do this. And it took me a long time to understand that I was not a member of that community because we just assume we are. You know, and when they say the community wants this, I was like, well, nobody in my community even knows anything about this. And they said, you know, they always say, well, we advertised, we put out flyers, and they invited everyone to come. And of course, nobody goes because our system, we weren't taught that we have a responsibility to attend, you know, community meetings once a week like they were in China and Russia. You know, we're not used to having that kind of a leadership or having people tell us what to do either, because these groups assume a lot more than what they're just, it's not just the plan that they're implementing, but they plan, they see themselves as the leaders in implementing the plans too. And they always include new legislation, new laws, laws that, supersede, you know, your former American protections. Right. So when you start seeing, I see the word community, and that's my flag, because in Europe it's called community law, interchangeably with communitarian law. The word itself actually is interchangeable. Community means communitarian to these people. Now, it doesn't mean that to us, or your average person. Here's the word community, and they just, they don't get it. You know, they can't. Because it's just a benign, that's what I mean, they're so good at manipulating words. They pick a word that you already think you know what it means, and then they have their meaning on top of it. So community economic development, you know, means communitarian development. And occasionally, you'll hear someone like Pope Benedict on January 1st in his New Year's Day address explain that communitarian development is God's plan.
Whoa.
So, you know, there's, and of course, that, I'm the only one that really went after that, okay? I'm like, there it is! There's the Pope saying it! Blank. Nothing. So. Because, you know, there's every religion in existence right now is participating in the communitarian plan. This is the really hard part, that who are these people and what do they believe in? Well, it is religious. The environmental movement is an obvious religion to a lot of Christians, okay? They can look at the Gaia worship and they can look at Mother Earth worship and say, no, you know, because they've already been taught that their religion doesn't allow that. But what they can see, and it's too painful to see, is what the Christian community, how it's embraced communitarianism, and not just the Catholics, but the Methodists, the Presbyterians, and the Baptists, you know, and apparently the Mormons have always been communitarian. So it's one of those theories.
Now, are you responsible for having him step down in February?
Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was me. You know, no, when I actually lost internet access right after during that whole crazy thing that happened, and I was hoping to get some new copies of Michael E. Jones' Culture Wars magazine, because I learned so much about a lot of things, not only Catholicism and their view, you know.
Right, yes, he does have a good magazine, I take that.
You do, yeah. It was sent to me by one of my readers years ago. They bought a subscription for me, and it was so helpful. As a former Protestant, I really didn't know anything about the history through their eyes. Now, I had dealt with a lot of Jesuit writings, though, in trying to study the philosophy of communitarianism, because it's a definite philosophy. It's in Stanford Encyclopedia. It's in Britannica now. When I first started, the term was so obscure, it wasn't in most philosophy encyclopedias. It really wasn't anywhere except for in high academia and in the plants in Europe,
mm-hmm.
Not in the United States. So a lot of people 10 years ago were telling me to quit making up words. What a frustrating thing, okay?
I think we ought to be allowed to make up words. If they can do it, we can do it too.
Well, you know, they were like, think of a better one, an easier one, you know? But community doesn't, there's no flag there. And then what people did was they wanted to grab on communism and say it's communism. And I go, no, there's a lot of capitalism in communitarianism. There's a lot of religion in communitarianism. It's a merger of ideologies and belief systems. It's really so confusing for even anyone who, I mean, I had the biggest website that you could even imagine, because what we were trying to do in the beginning was include every topic that was relevant to communitarianism. And it ended up, what I didn't understand in the beginning was everything has been permeated with this, I call it a virus.
Right. Now, you've mentioned several churches that have endorsed it, have embraced it, have practiced it for a long time. In what ways do they do that?
Well, what they do is they change. Like one guy, you know, that I found in Boling, Ohio, you know, he was writing articles for a local newspaper calling him a communitarian soul.
Putting soul together with communitarianism.
Right, and that because communitarianism is basically a slave ideology. Under a communitarian community system, you have obligations and responsibilities to the community to perform free work, to provide information about yourself, so that they can determine the best way to develop the neighborhood. And they can't know that. That's why the data gathering is so important to these people.
Sure.
It's at the core of everything they do. Because you can't micromanage people if you don't know anything about them. So we were just basically a pilot test for information gathering, for a database that doesn't even exist anymore. The Compass database was left maybe 2 or 3 years after it was out there. Of course, I wrote quite a bit about it, but they changed the name. It never stays the same. Community 2020 software that came out by HUD, I doubt it's even called that anymore. I bet you can't get that under that name, but obviously the software still exists. So the community developers are the ones who are sitting on the data, okay? And because the government cannot legally gather and hold all this data, their private-public partnerships were a nice way of getting the private sector involved and then using their data.
Okay, like RAND or somebody, RAND Corporation or something, like Facebook, something like that. All righty, we do have a break. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Nikki Rapana. Her websites are nikkirapana.blogspot.com and nord.twu.net/ACL. She is the co-author of 2020, Our Common Destiny and the Definitive Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. So you were talking about different various private organizations that collect information. And that's something like a company called Booz Allen. They contracted with the Army for $500,000 to maneuver the ranchers out of their property rights in southeast Colorado. And they would use the Delphi technique to go in and pretend like they're just trying to get information and we just want to help the community and all this nonsense, where in fact, they were trying to rip them from, take away their land.
Yes. It's a land grab at the very core level. You control the land, you control the resources, you control the people on it.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to want to read this one quote by Kent Portney, Tufts University.
Okay.
And it's just a short one, but it really sums it up. And this is on Chapter 8, Ecological and Historical Debts in the book. The concept of sustainable communities is, for many cities and in many respects, fundamentally communitarian in nature. Without changing the way people relate to each other and the values that underlie these interactions, pursuing sustainability would simply not be possible. So what they were doing with the ranchers during the Delphi meetings is changing the way people relate to each other. If they can't change the way we relate to each other and change the values that underlie our interactions, then they can't pursue sustainability. So they need us. This is one of the reasons why we continue to publish this book and keep things going. Because it really destroyed our lives, okay? This has not been a good thing for us as individuals. So we're really, you know, I've been told many times by the communitarians that I'm a communitarian. because I share and I feel such an obligation to expose this to the community, the real community.
But you have
community.
Different objectives.
I totally do. But they've tried to use my willingness, my ridiculous patriotic spirit, because nobody can really understand why I did this, not even me, okay? But I was raised in the U.S. Army. My dad was a drill instructor, and so I was raised, you know, as a soldier, basically, in his little unit. And then we were also, you know, very Christian growing up. So between the Christian upbringing and the American patriotic right-wing upbringing, you know, I felt it was my duty to stand up to these people when I saw them in Seattle. I saw them breaking the law, and I saw them using underprivileged people to test this, because they don't test these data programs in the rich neighborhoods or the middle-class neighborhoods. No, they go to the urban ghettos where people are already afraid. They have no money to fight back. Our lawsuit never should have happened, because nobody could ever afford to fight back. It was in that neighborhood, you know? And also, why would they? These are not people that care about America. Not one of the people that ended up being on the lawsuit for the illegal search really was in it for any other reason than we promised them that maybe they would win and get money.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not like you have a vast majority of people who react the way that I do. Especially, you know, young people. Now, for Nordica, being raised by me, she didn't get all the right-wing patriotism and certainly not the Christianity, but she still got the values from me and completely understood when I told her, if we don't stand up to these people right here, right now, this country's over. And all the freedom that I enjoyed through my adult life, you don't get. She was 14 years old, and I was just so concerned about these people they were going to take her. They were already testing her continuously throughout her school years. And she was an advanced child, gifted in some areas that, you know, were kind of off the charts for them, and they really wanted her from me. So I had already seen that constant, well, we're going to test her again. She came home in second grade and said, I'm done taking tests. I'm not taking any more tests, you know? Well, that's the, and there's Common Core. This is this, you know, they just keep coming up with new ways to say the same thing. What they're saying is, we need to control you, and the only way we can control you is if we know everything about you. I mean, they really want to know what you think, what you feel. What are your fears? What makes you happy? What's your vision? And then they find out what it is from a little kid, and then they start manipulating those children. It's a lot easier to manipulate the children if they have nothing, no frame of reference for what's happening to them.
Now, would they have exploited her intelligence by putting her in some program like the Rhodes Scholarship or something else so that they could use? Yes. Okay.
Yes. They start. They pick them out. And then what they did with me, which was the wrong thing to do, was they insulted me and assumed that I was just ignorant that had this brilliant child, okay?
Sure.
And they started telling me, like, they'd put me in a meeting, and they'd put me at these little teeny desks, you know, this Delphi technique has a lot to it, you know, where they're in a position of, yeah, so you're sitting in this little dinky desk, and they're looking at me, and they're telling me what she needs, and she needs paper, and I need to make sure she has pencils to write with. And I'm looking at them going, are you kidding me? You know? So they didn't know anything about me. They didn't know that I was a writer, and Nordica has been working on my projects with me since she could sit at the table and be propped up with pillows when she was 6 months old, you know?
Sure.
So it just was rude. They made so many assumptions about my low level of intelligence, you know, compared to hers, and that they were going to be the ones that were going to take her into this brilliant future. And it's actually, she's 28 now. Her entire adult life has been trying to publish these books and keep us afloat with the project, you know. The Nord.tw, that's her website. That's Nordica's.
Okay.
And when she was a kid, she used it for all kinds of tech things. And then she ended up adding some pages for me to put some things up there. And once we started doing that, it just, it's been a 14-year huge project. Well, all the people that, you know, my family members and stuff that knew Nordica when she was little and were always like, she's going to be so rich, she's a computer genius, she's an artist, you know, they saw all these, they were the same as the school people telling Nordica what she was going to do and how she was going to, you know, get, you know, rich off her skills and stuff. And so being a kid, by the time she was 13, she's like, I'm not a computer nerd anymore. I'm not smart anymore.
Right.
I just want to be a normal person. So
sure.
I, now that she's devoted her last 14 years to the project, most of the people that we know, or that, you know, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, that so a lot of our family members and stuff, think that I ruined Nordica's life. That she could have, you know, gone on and got a 4-year degree and, you know, got her master's or PhD or whatever. And basically, she thinks she has already, because this work is just, we have an original thesis out there and we put out an original philosophical school of thought called anti-communitarianism. So we know what we've achieved, but by not getting official recognition from a college or, you know, anything bestowed upon us, we have no honors or titles of nobility going, and we also have no money, nothing to show for 14 years of work, except for letters from people thanking us. And
but you're not brainwashed. She didn't go to Harvard, and she didn't get brainwashed and indoctrinated, because after that, you can hardly leave the system. And she never got into it, so she's lucky.
Yes, and she is, and she's got 3 sons. She's more interested in having children now than anything. So, you know, the choices that she made, it's interesting to see the reaction from people that you know.
Sure. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
John Stepman.